Fran Brennan is the State Director for Working in America, which is an affiliate of the AFL-CIO. Fran, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thanks for being on the program. Tell us, what is Working America?
Working America is the community affiliate of the AFL-CIO, and our members, and in the state of Michigan, we have over 98,000 families. What that represents are people that are not in a union. So we are representing people who do not have a union at their work site, and we give them an opportunity to voice their concerns. We try to assist in empowering them and engaging them, and through that, they develop a collective voice.
What is the collective voice about Senate Bill 619, which is the cyber schools bill?
That was interesting. We started realizing early on that when we would discuss education with a lot of our friends and neighbors, one of their bigger concerns, first of all, was that they had never heard of the bill and didn't know anything about the cyber school legislation bill. Secondly, once they got information about it, they really reacted in a negative way. They were extremely concerned and upset, and so much so that they were took the action of calling their legislators to let them know that they wanted them to vote against the bill, which is extremely unusual to have, you know, a member be so actively opposed to something that they'll call their legislator.
What is Working America, an affiliate of the AFL-CIO and its members, why are you so concerned about the cyber schools bills? Be specific, if you will.
The concern that our members with Working America have regarding the bill, and it's a concern that has yet to be answered by the people who support the bill, is primarily the method of funding. What this bill will do is take our hard-earned tax dollars that are dedicated to educate our children in our communities and siphon those dollars over to K-12 Incorporated, a private corporation that is based in Virginia, that actually, based on independent studies by Stanford University, Colorado, and Pennsylvania, K-12 Incorporated has an abysmal track record on academic achievement. So we have a concern, first of all, with regards to the funding question, and then secondly, with regards specifically to K-12 Incorporated.
Now, do you think your organization would it be against cyber schools and cyber school learning if it was a different company that was involved?
At this point, what we're determining is that our research, because our members requested that we look into it, is focused on Michigan and is focused mainly on K-12 Incorporated, because that's the corporation that is driving this whole agenda in the state of Michigan.
All right, but let's take K-12, let's incorporate it out of the mix. Would you be in favor of some funding to go toward cyber learning if that company wasn't involved?
Now, there's a distinction here. Our members are not opposed to cyber learning, and in fact, in many of our community schools, that's already transpiring. Our schools have been really good at evolving and adapting to meet the community needs and our students' needs. So in many of our community schools, you already have that opportunity for online courses. And that is something that all of our members, their goal is to have their children in their community be able to have access to the best quality education possible using their tax dollars. And so they feel that our community schools are already achieving that. And then also through the ability to interact directly with your teachers, directly with your school boards and your administrators, that gives a level of communication, accountability, and transparency that would be missing with regards to K-12 Incorporated.
All right. Well, K-12 Incorporated has studies and has information that dictates that they do good work, that teachers learn, students learn and grow, and they help them along the way with their education process. So what are you going to do if they stay involved with the education process here in the state?
I think what we had hoped for, our members had called their representatives, told them of their concerns, and with specific regards to Representative Wimette, he actually promised his school boards in his community that he would vote against the cyber school legislation and then suddenly turned around and voted for it. So I've actually been contacted by several school board members from his community, and he's the only representative in Washtenaw County that voted in favor of the cyber school legislation. But then we have Representative Heisey, who also promised his constituents and then for some reason at the last moment changed his mind. But then most notably for us, Representative Zorn was telling our members literally moments before the vote that he was going to vote against it, and he turned around and voted in favor. And I think it's a combination of things. One is that it appears that they were trying to do something relying on the public being uninformed. And then once the public became informed and called and let their representatives know how concerned they were about this, even now these representatives said to their constituents and our members that they would vote against it, at the last moment, they turned around and voted in favor of it. And in one specific instance, we know that the governor was involved in that decision-making process.
We have heard from other legislators that this isn't about a specific entity or company. This is about organizations like yours, Working America, being in cooperation with the American Federation of Teachers, with other teachers, organizations, and unions, feeling that they're going to lose their power, feeling that they're going to lose their influence, although that may not be in the best interest of the students for the state of Michigan, and that these entities have shown a history of working with failed education organizations and communities throughout the state, and when they want to try something different. How would you respond to that?
I think it's interesting that instead of addressing the very serious concerns that over 98,000 people in Michigan have, the working people of Michigan have, which is the question of funding and the question of accountability and transparency, that instead of addressing those issues, you have supporters trying to deflect the discussion. And the reality here is Working America represents non-union families. And we represent over 98,000 in the state. And of those members, so many called that by, I think you even said in your interview with Representative Zorn, that his staff said that the phones were ringing off the hook and they couldn't believe it. And we had heard that from others as well. So the reality of the situation is that there are 98,000 members who voiced serious concern and were told and promised by many of the representatives that they would vote against it, and then at the last minute, for some unknown reason, chose to vote for it.
So what are you going to do when the governor signs this bill?
I think we are still hopeful that the governor will listen to the people that he, wanted to represent. And these people are voicing their serious concerns about this. It's interesting that, too, the governor has an opportunity to listen to experts in the field. There's a Western Michigan University study from our own state that indicates serious concerns with regards to cyber school education. Our state education board has requested that they wait and not do anything until we get the results from the two pilot schools that we initiated in 2010. So along with superintendents, educators, the State Board of Education, one of our own universities doing a study, and then combine that with the additional information out there regarding the Stanford study, regarding the Pennsylvania and Colorado studies, regarding New York Times and their reporting on this situation with specific regards to K-12 Incorporated, and also articles by the Wall Street Journal. This clearly indicates that if you're doing the research and you want to be fair, minimally, you will wait until we get the reports back from the two schools that we created as a pilot in 2010 and not do anything until we get those results back. But most importantly, if you are going to be spending our tax dollars, it seems that, and our members feel this very strongly, that you should be listening to them because it's their very hard-earned money that you're spending. And our members made it very clear that with their very hard-earned money, they want it for their children, and they want it for their communities, and they want it for a quality education. And they don't want it for K-12 Incorporated so that K-12 Incorporated can gain more profits than they did in 2011.
Fran Brennan is the State Director for Working America, which is an affiliate of the AFL-CIO. Now, coming up next, we're going to be talking with the governor's spokesperson, Geralyn Lasher, to talk about this very subject. Fran, we'll get her take on what you said. We'll do that next. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.